Welcome back to the Roundtable. As many fans know, T. Jefferson Parker has become a legend in the mystery thriller field over the past 30 years, in which he's written such highly acclaimed classics as Laguna Heat, The Famous and the Dead, Blackwater, and The Triggerman's Dance, not to mention nearly two dozen other best-selling books. The latest, The Last Good Guy, is a mystery thriller from Parker, the third in his Roland Ford series, where a grizzled, hardened, yet moral private eye from San Diego, specializes in missing persons cases. In his latest case, Ford becomes involved in something dark and sinister that is running roughshod over the city, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Jeff Parker to the Roundtable this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's always nice to have you on the program. I enjoy reading your work. I enjoy talking to you. How's everything going?
Things are going well. Things are going well. The book came out a week ago,
yeah,
and people are liking it. And yeah.
Is this a good time for you? I mean, do you enjoy this period, part of the process, or do you think, oh, all right, this is very nice. I like meeting people, but boy, I can't wait to get back home and start writing again.
Yeah, both. The latter, really. You know, I enjoy
sure.
meeting my readers. I really do. And I also always have that little devil sitting on my shoulder who's saying, you know, you're supposed to be working right now.
Well, sure. And you have an aggressive schedule. You put out a lot, which is great. So let us talk about this amazing. I love this book, and I want you to tell us about Roland and how this particular character came about.
Yeah, happy to. Roland is he's my fictional PI. He's 38. He lives in the same little town I live in called Fallbrook, California, San Diego County. Roland is he's a big guy. He's imposing. He's 6'3", 210, former boxer, former Marine, fought in Fallujah, former Sheriff's Department deputy. Quits the force and hangs his shingle as a private investigator all before the time he turns 40. So he's a capable young man. He's bright. He's kind of sarcastic. He's moral and he's fair-hearted. And one of the reasons that he is a good missing persons locator is because he lost his wife some years before the series opens, and so he has in him that searching the pain of a search that is difficult. So when someone comes to him for help, for instance, in The Last Good Guy, when Penelope comes into his office on page one and asks him to find her missing little sister, who's precocious and has run away from home with some not very savory people, Roland's heart goes out to them. So he's tough, but he's moral, and he has an emotional connection with the people that he's trying to help.
You talk about him being young. Do you want to always keep him in the range of 38?
That's a good question. You know, I'm sort of aging him subtly as the books go on. You know, this is the third one, and I feel that he's aging, but I haven't, you know, harkened back to that first book and really laid down how old he is in this third book. You know, it's a tough call. I think I'm just going to kind of age him like you would age someone. If you're going to write a book a year about him, I think I'll age him one year each time.
It's the loss of his wife that really scars him and makes him who we read about, though, right? I mean, that's a profound thing that happened to him.
Yeah. And I wrote that into his background, if you will, his bio, because one, it happened to me, and two, more importantly, I think that everybody can relate to that kind of loss. You know, if you're lucky enough to live long enough, you're going to lose someone in like manner. And so this, to me, that heartbreak in Roland's past is something that's universal.
Is it therapeutic in some way to write about it?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know. Probably not. That's something that you go through, and really every day is different as you work through something like that. And then, like Roland, at some point, you know, the loss of someone is far enough away behind you in time that you you are able to face each day kind of without that curse anymore, without that burden. And so people, like Roland says early in the book, you know, we don't necessarily heal stronger in the broken places, but we do heal, and I believe that.
So tell us a little bit about this latest case. A beautiful, mysterious woman goes up to a private eye, says, "I need your help," and then suddenly we find out there's much more to her story than meets the eye.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I mean, she has a very, very specific a tale to tell about herself and the death of her parents in a car wreck, and growing up with her little sister Daly, who is now missing. But by the time the book is just a third of the way over, maybe Roland has gathered so much from her and seen that so much of it is false, so that he doesn't really know when she tells him something how much of the truth, if any, she's telling him. She's a devious person, and she's a terrifically good liar. And so, you know, Roland in this book is not only searching for her little sister, who's run away. Roland is also searching for the truth behind Penelope, who by about halfway through the book we see is really kind of delaminating in front of Roland's eyes. And so he's trying to figure out this woman as well as find her little sister. And he meets a lot of crazy people along the way, and he remains mystified for much of the story.
One of the things that I love about the book is the relationship between Roland and the local police. Talk a little bit about that. They do not look on him fondly. I assume that's often a relationship between police authorities and private investigators. But what is it about the writing of that relationship that interests you?
Yeah, good question. You know, I thought it was. I think it's really important that my PI anyway be experienced and have a portfolio of skills such that he can become a good private investigator. And I think being in law enforcement is one of those. And I wanted to write a PI, not a cop story, you know. So former cop fits perfectly. Roland is on the outs with his old department because he kind of broke the blue religion and you know, testified under oath against the behavior of his partner in a shooting, and it made the partner look bad, and it made Roland enough of a pariah that he quit the force. So that history is there, which means that Roland is an antagonist to the sheriffs, the authorities, if you will. But he has a few friends, or at least sympathetic people, still within the department. So he's on very thin ice when he needs things as a PI, and sometimes his old acquaintances on the sheriff's department will help him, and sometimes they'll kick him. So you never really know what he's going to run into.
What are the pluses and minuses of having a series character for you?
Good question. Pluses and minuses of a series character. You know, as long as you like him, and I do like Roland. I thought about Roland a lot before I hatched him, and so I like him. But as long as you like your character, I think the real plus is that you know, when I finish when I finished The Last Good Guy, I was able to, you know, take a deep breath and rest up for a few days, whatever it is, and go fishing, do something to take your mind off things, and then get back into my next story. And I know that it's going to be another story about Roland, and that's kind of cool because your protagonist is you know who he is, and he's going to change during the course of that book, and he's going to grow, and all that good stuff. But you basically you have your guy, you know, and that's pretty cool. The downside is that you know, I've learned in 30 plus years of being a writer that I, you know, we, all of us, are surrounded by fantastic stories and fantastic characters, and when you got one, you're kind of stuck with them. You know, it's like I'm thinking, you know, I actually early in my career I dropped a series and quit writing a series because a story came up that would not fit in the series. So I dropped the series and I wrote a book called Silent Joe, and it was one of my best books, and I had to lose a whole series just to write that one standalone, but it was worth it.
But again, and then there is the pluses of a standalone, which I assume is that you get, yes, you get great freedom, and you think to yourself, oh, this is nice, right? I can do anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. You have great freedom and great responsibility and great sometimes it's easier to be to be in a boat than it is to be confined to a boat than it is to be adrift, with just your body. So you have freedom, but then it's also a big world out there. Sometimes having that franchise character anchors you in your job and what you have to accomplish in the next year to deliver a book like that.
Does that deadline, are you used to it, or is it still wearying?
I'm kind of used to it, Joe. I grew up as a journalist. I spent 5 years in newspapers, which are totally deadline driven, and writing for that in that format, and I've always been kind of a punctual sort. And when I sign a contract and say that I'm going to deliver a book in such and such a month of such and such a year, I adhere to it, and I fight strong and work long hours sometimes to make that happen. That said, I'm busy, but I'm not overworked. I can write a book in a year as long as I'm healthy. Yep. And have a good editor, which I do, and I can do it. So it's a lot of work, and but I feel lucky to have the job.
What is it when you thought of this initially? What was the hope? What was the goal? I assume you've achieved that and more.
The hope when I began this series
writing.
Well, writing in general.
Yeah.
I was, young and in college when I kind of finally decided that I was going to give writing a try. And I got out of college as an English major, and I got a job on a newspaper. It took me a while, but I did. And in order to teach myself how to write, And my goal at that time was I wanted to be a published author so bad. I just really wanted to be one. And I wanted to write. I liked the writing a lot. And as a young beginning writer, I was painfully aware how bad I was, and how difficult this was going to be. And the first book that I wrote, it took me 5 years. I wrote it five times, and I threw away five 500-page double-spaced manuscripts before I got the story to the point where I thought I should contact an agent and see if I could sell it. So my goal was to get published, and when I did, my first book was successful, and I was on my way, and I couldn't believe my great good fortune. I still can't. I've been blessed.
So will Rowan come back?
Yeah, I'm working on the next one.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'm getting good feedback. People seem to like him,
Well, indeed. A very likable character and a very fun character to read about. The new book is The Last Good Guy. The book is out from Putnam. T. Jefferson Parker's latest is The Last Good Guy. Jeff, thank you very much for being with us. A pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you, Joe. It's nice to be here.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.